Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Lots of high school activity over the weekend. Lots of wrestling, especially the Hawkeye 10 Conference Wrestling Championships was held in Harlan on Saturday. The Atlantic Cam squad had three champs. They took third place overall as Creston won the meet with 275 points. Glenwood second with 188.5. Atlantic a close third, 186.5. Lewis Central right behind with 184. Harlan rounds out the top five with a 144 total. Atlantic Cam with three champs, as mentioned. Cole Hansen at 106, Carter Cox at 113, and Chase McLaren at 120 pounds, all capturing championships. Zach Stork at 182 was a runner-up. John McConkie at 285, also a runner-up in that meet. Drake Roller at 195 and Keegan Hosfeld at 220 both placed third, while Colby Sorensen at 126 and Tanner Mock at 132 both had fourth place finishes in that meet on Saturday. Also Saturday at the Audubon Wheeler Invitational, Logan Magnolia won the team title with 215 points. Missouri Valley with 194, the runner-up. Southeast Warren was third, Audubon fourth. Exira EHK was fifth overall. Logan Magnolia had five individual champions picking up the team title. Audubon had a couple of champs, Jake Mulford and Elijah Zager, finished winning championships individually. At the Tiger Invitational at Guthrie Center Saturday, Clarion Goldfield won the title with AHSTW placing second, Ogden third, Underwood fourth, Van Meter placing fifth. AHSTW had a couple of champs, Dustin Engel and Tim Barr. Both were titleists. Gabe Pauly was the runner-up at 152. Eric Jorgensen and Joel Becerra finished third at their weight classes. Riverside had one champ in Tatum Blummel at 113, while Gabe Smith was runner-up at 106, and Coy Mayer was second at 285. Also on Saturday at the East Mills Invitational, it was Thomas Jefferson's JV winning the tournament with trainer second, Southwest Valley, East Mills, and Woodbine, the top five in that meet Saturday. And at the Quad State Classic at Maryville, Millard South, the team champ with Lathrop, second, Bedford Lennox placing third in that meet on Saturday. Also recapping some Saturday high school basketball locally in boys hoops in the Hawkeye 10, it was Kemper Catholic over St. Edmund in overtime, 70-59. Sioux City North beat Lewis Central, 60-58. In the Western Iowa Conference Saturday, Logan Magnolia over AHSTW, 64-57. In the Rolling Valley Conference on Saturday, it was Arweva beating West Harrison, 70-30. Bowyer Valley over Peyton Sherdan, 64-59. Cam defeats Woodbine, 62-45. And Glidden Ralston over Charter Oak Ute, 59-50. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Earlham over Nottoway Valley, 82-38. In the Corner Conference, Siouxland Community Christian over Clarinda Academy, 90-43. In Saturday girls high school hoops, it was Clarinda beating Southwest Valley, 51-43. Creston over Essex, 58-44. In the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW, 52-31. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Arweva over West Harrison, 66-33. Cam topping Woodbine, 65-37. Glidden Ralston beat Charter Oak Ute, 51-37. Peyton Sherdan over Bowyer Valley, 73-55. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was the Nottoway Valley girls over Earlham, 63-42. Well, Peter Jock scored 22 of his team-high 26 points in the second half as third-ranked Iowa raced away to a 29-point lead, posting an 85-71 victory over Northwestern in Iowa City in men's college hoops action yesterday.
You know, when you start cooking from three, you tend to get three happy, and he mixed it with his three-point shooting and his drives. And if you remember, we got into the bonus early because of that. And yeah, then late, we were in the double bonus. So when you have a lead late with the double bonus, it's hard to come back.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Jock had 12 points as part of a 17-5 Iowa run in the second half after the Wildcats had trimmed a 16-point Hawkeye advantage to 9. Jared Utoff scored 23 points, including 19 in the opening half.
And I'm so happy for Jared because, you know, it seems like he never has an off day. He had an off day the other night, and then, you know, he was back at it just chomping at the bit to get out here and get another 23 points. So I'm so proud of him and the professionalism with which he shows, and also how our guys figure out, okay, Utah's got it going, let's get him the ball. Jock's got it going, let's get him the ball.
After a slow start, Iowa took command by utilizing a three-quarter court press. Freshman Ahmad Wagner was a key part of the press as he finished with 6 points, three steals, and four rebounds.
A lot of times we're looking to either just get a team to speed up and get them to turn the ball over, or just slow them down to get them to run a lot of the shot clock off so they can not have as much time to work with on offense. And today we got Northwestern to speed up, and, you know, credit to them. They're a really good team, so that was hard to do. So we got them to speed up and got them to throw a couple uncharacteristic passes, and I have to be in the right place at the right time, so came up with three steals.
With that victory, Iowa improves to 8-1 as they lead the Big Ten. They're 17-4 overall on the season. It was a good day for the nation's top 25 men's basketball teams. Just one school had to sweat out a victory. The only close game involving a ranked team occurred in Columbus, Ohio, where number 8 Maryland hit 6 free throws over the final 25 seconds to hold off Ohio State 66-61. Mello Trimble capped his 20-point performance by canning a pair of game-clinching free throws with 5 seconds left. Elsewhere in the top 25, number 6 Villanova overcame a horrible first half of shooting to beat St. John's 68-53. Number 12 Michigan State has a 3-game win streak after the Spartans tied a school record with 17 three-pointers in a 96-62 blowout against Rutgers. Fred Van Vliet poured in 32 points as number 22 Wichita State improved to 10-0 in the Missouri Valley Conference with a 78-65 win over Evansville. Number 23 Oregon beat Arizona State 91-74. And also yesterday, it was number 25 Notre Dame, an 85-62 winner over Wake Forest. In a Pro Bowl that pitted Team Michael Irvin against Team Jerry Rice, it was only fitting that the two teams would combine for 10 receiving touchdowns and over 800 passing yards. Russell Wilson threw for 164 yards, 3 touchdowns, as Team Irvin rolled to a 49-27 victory over Team Rice. Once Wilson left, Teddy Bridgewater and Jameis Winston each threw for over 100 yards and 2 scores for Irvin's squad. Allen Robinson and Delaney Walker each hauled in touchdown receptions of more than 50 yards in the third quarter to put Irvin's team well in control. Travis Kelce was the busiest receiver on Team Rice, grabbing 5 passes for 91 yards and a couple of touchdowns. The Detroit Lions want Calvin Johnson to take more time to decide whether he wants to continue his playing career. The Lions have issued a statement saying that they stand by their previous statement that they supported the 30-year-old wide receiver. This comes after ESPN reported that Johnson has told family, friends, and Lions coach Jim Caldwell that he's retiring. ESPN did not name its sources. Johnson's current contract calls for him to count $24 million against the salary cap this year. He declined to say last season if he would restructure his contract. Well, the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos have arrived in the Bay Area as they continue their preparations for Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara. The Broncos are in their second Super Bowl in 3 years, having lost 43-8 to Seattle in 2014 in New Jersey. Their 8 Super Bowl appearances tie the Patriots, Cowboys, and Steelers for the most ever. Carolina has been to 1 Super Bowl, losing to New England in 2004. In a showcase of the National Hockey League's finest players, a journeyman tough guy and current minor leaguer took MVP honors after helping Team Pacific win the 4-team 3-on-3 tournament. John Scott scored twice and recorded a +2 as Team Pacific knocked off Team Central in the second semifinal game. He provided his team's first goal in the opening minute and added a second period tally to spark the Pacific's 3-goal surge in a 61-second span. That was more than enough offense for fans to select Scott as the MVP of the tournament. Scott wasn't listed among the 3 MVP candidates for a Twitter vote late in the final game, but fans took it upon themselves to select him once again. Scott also helped the Pacific beat the Atlantic 1-0 in the 20-minute final game, playing a little more than 5 minutes and accounting for 2 of his team's 16 shots. Corey Perry scored the only goal in the final, beating Ben Bishop 3:38 into the second and final 10-minute period. Fans voted Scott into the game as captain of the Pacific Division, even though he scored only 5 goals in 285 career games. The 6'8 enforcer wrote Thursday that the NHL pressured him to not play in the All-Star game, with one person asking, "Do you think this is something your kids would be proud of?" Scott was traded from Arizona to Montreal following the vote and now is in the AHL. He'll return to the minors about $90,000 richer after leading Team Pacific to the $1 million grand prize. Taylor Hall and Daniel Sedin each had 2 goals and an assist for the Pacific squad against the Central team. Perry scored the All-Star game winner after collecting 2 assists in the semifinals. The first semifinal was won 4-3 by Team Atlantic over Team Metropolitan. The Metropolitans were up 3-2 until Aaron Ekblad and P.K. Subban scored 2.5 minutes apart in the second period. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has signed a new contract that runs through 2022. Bettman says the signing took place many months ago. He's been the league's leader since 1993 when it had 24 teams. Now it has 30 franchises, and there may be 1 or 2 more in a couple of years. The NHL has had 3 lockouts under Bettman. The current collective bargaining agreement with the NHL Players Association expires the same year that Bettman's latest contract comes to an end. Novak Djokovic has maintained his perfect streak in 6 Australian Open finals with a 6-1, 7-5, 7-6 victory that sent Andy Murray to a 5th defeat in the tournament's title match. Djokovic equaled Roy Emerson's longstanding record of 6 Australian Open titles and increased his career haul to 11 Grand Slam titles, including 4 of the last 5. Murray became only the second man to lose 5 finals at one major. Yvonne Lendl lost 5 and won 3 U.S. Open finals in the 1980s. The 28-year-old Murray had his share of distractions. His wife is back in Britain expecting their first child in February, and Murray's father-in-law was rushed to a hospital by ambulance during that tournament. In golf, the PGA's Farmers Insurance Open is spilled into Monday. The final round was suspended for the third and final time because of unplayable conditions. Brant Snedeker emerged as the clubhouse leader when play was halted for good on Sunday, carding a 3-under 69 through a raging wind and occasional rain at Torrey Pines. Jimmy Walker was 7-under with 8 holes remaining, 1 shot ahead of Snedeker and KJ Choi. And Jordan Spieth finished runner-up at the rain-delayed Singapore Open, losing to South Korea's Song Yong-han by 1 stroke. Spieth sank a 5-foot birdie putt on the last hole where he had marked his ball overnight. The world's number one golfer completed a final round of 5-under 66 to finish at 11-under 273 in that tournament. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.